Boosh mooy. Well, once again, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I was watching TV last night with the doors and the windows open, and it started to rain at about 2 a.m. Very light, drizzly rain. And now, 12 hours later, whatever, not doing any math right now, I find myself walking up Marmot Alley here at the OPPD Arboretum. It's wet. It was still raining when I woke up. And then by the time I had finished checking my email and doing all my regular morning stuff, like eating my waffles, the rain had stopped. And so here we are at OPPD with mushroom fever, looking for morel mushrooms today, hoping that we might find something. So I'm checking all the usual spots. I want to go running back into the secret mushroom area. But we really should check all the regular places first. And I'm not seeing any around here. I was thinking, you know, maybe we should just run back to the mushroom ground, check that area. And if we don't find any, maybe we should go over to the dead birch forest. I wonder if that is where we should be today. I don't know. But yeah, everything is nice and damp. It's very humid. It's about, 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, kind of somewhere around 20 degrees Celsius. And I am just looking for mushrooms. I got the mushroom fever. Oh, and you should too. Once again, today when I got up, I thought, yeah, maybe we'll go out to Toll Park. Look for those baby marmots. But no, the rain. And look what we have here. On our pile of bark mulch, we've got flammies. Look at those flammies. We've got a whole little group of them right here, about a dozen. And then on the other side of the pile, there's another group of a dozen. All right, so we're finding some flammulinas. And that's good. And that's why we like bark mulch. If you're interested in finding some mushrooms, and you have areas of your yard or property that are bark mulched, check those areas after it rains. You will find some mushroomy stuff. You might even find some stinkhorns. Elegant dog stinkhorns love to pop up in bark mulch. And that's an interesting mushroom. They're orange. You can't miss them. Alright, I'm just checking various areas while I got a song running through my head. But I can't sing along to the song in my head because I don't know the words. What song is bothering me today? Little Busters by The Pillows. And I'm not seeing any mushrooms over here either. The sun is trying to come out. I hope it doesn't, because, boy, it's going to get humid and nasty. Yeah, I've got the pillows on my brain again. Why? Because I watched Furikuri. I do love Furikuri. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Furikuri is spelled FLCL. Just pop that into Wikipedia. and you'll learn all you need to know. The funny thing is, if there's anybody listening who's also a Furikuri fan, you may know by now that some new ones are coming out. Yeah, they've made two new series of Furikuri. I forget what it's called. Furikuri Progressive and Furikuri something else. Am I excited about it? Yeah, kind of. I mean, how are you going to make a sequel to Furikuri? How are you going to... I don't know. How are you going to improve on that? How are you going to... I don't know. It's neither here nor there. Walking along here. Not seeing much of anything else. There's a bird walking in on the path in front of me. Hi, Mr. Robin. He's so nice. Wow. See, there's puddles on the bridge here. Oh, I hope the sun doesn't come out. There is water running through the creek. And as I cross that bridge, I want to walk over here, check the amphitheater. I do not see any mushrooms over here. See, because they didn't put the bark mulch down. If they would have put some bark mulch down in here, we'd see tons of mushrooms. Looking back into the forest, I don't immediately see any marmots, so let's turn around. Ah, ow, knee. Okay, not too bad. It went back into place or whatever. Let's walk up the path here and check this den up here for marmots. I did see a marmot over here a couple days ago. He was standing up by the tree. I thought he was tree dancing. If you've never seen this behavior, marmots will sometimes dance with the tree. It looks like pole dancing. They'll grab onto the tree and they just sort of jump up and down a little bit. It's kind of funny. But I do not see any matis over there at this time. And that mott that was over there was pretty big. I was like, wow, that's a good-sized marmot. I don't see anybody lurking over there right now. And that's okay. Because in about 10 more steps, we'll be able to make our move. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But first we check the witch's butter tree. Yeah, no, it's not doing anything yet. Gotta give this about another month or so. And since nobody's around, we can just go zip and make our secret little move into the secret mushroom grounds. And I forgot to bring a stick again to push leaves out of the way, so I gotta use my foot. I'm just gonna crouch down, get low, get small, scan the area here. Not immediately seeing anything. Nothing's jumping out at me. Oh, what was that noise behind me? Is there a dude back there? I don't see any dudes. But sometimes dudes can't be seen. Alright, so speaking of not seeing any dudes, I'm not seeing any mushrooms. You know what? I wonder if it got warm too fast. I suspect that it got too hot for mushrooms. So we're gonna go off the little deer path here and walk through the little wild violets or whatever these little purple flowers are. Looking for morels, Looking for mushrooms. That was me breaking a stick. Where are you, you clowns? Where's my little succulent esculentas? Esculenta, succulenta. I'm not finding any. I'm not finding any, and I should have found some by now. Oh. Squatting down like this is not good for my knees. That's okay. I'll do it anyway. Because it's worth it. I will go through horrible physical pain just to find my mushroom buddies. And I'm not finding any. But that sun is trying to come out. Well, it's a little muddy back here. That's good. It means we've got the water. But where are the mushrooms? Not seeing them. I think it got too hot. Did we get outside the window, the critical temperature window, for Morchella esculenta? We may have. We may have. Hey, Birdie McBirdie. That birdie just buzzed me. And I'm not seeing any morels. Getting dripped on. I'm getting very dripped on. It's not raining, but as I brush up against these tree branches, all the water on the leaves ends up on our little toadster. Now, where are you, you elusive little sponge brains? Where could they be? Oh, come on. Gotta find some. Not gonna let me find any today? Alright, let's come up here a little bit. Let's walk over to this area and get into this part of the forest. Okay, where are you? Where are my elusive little monsters? Gosh, just not finding any. Where, oh, where could they be? Why are they hiding from our little toadster? Nobody knows. Oi. Where are my dudes at? You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we need to head over to the dead birch forest. That's what I'm thinking. Can we do this? I'm running out of battery. I've got no bars. Of course, this happens on, you know, mushroom fever day. Oh. What to do? What to do? Sun's coming out, and I didn't even bring my sunglasses because I thought it was going to stay overcast and nice, but no, it's going to get brutal and humid. Okay, so you know what? I think I'm going to head out of here, and I think I'm going to go to the dead birch forest. Hi, Mr. Butterfly. So through a little radio magic, we'll be there in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0, and boom. Just like that, we're walking along a path here in Tranquility Park towards the dead birch forest. And I'm walking kind of slowly because I want to scan this area too. I know this area right over here will produce, what's that? We need to check that out. This area will produce morels, our lovely Morchella esculenta. So we need to be wandering around in here. checking some of this stuff out. It smells amazing. Something is flowering. Oh, it's these guys right up here. There's cardinals flying around. Red birds are flying around. And up here is one of those bushes that, you know, smells like candy. Ambiguous flavored candy. And it's flowering. The ones at Herrenhaven are probably flowering. We should have just gone to Herrenhaven today. Is this going to be a bust season? A no morel season? Well, we did find that one. It's going to be a bizarre year. And so, yeah, now I'm starting to web in my face. Starting to get the smell of that birch. You know, that delicious methyl salicylate or salicylic ester salicylic acid. You know, that estery smell. I do love esters. Yeah, super birchy. Smells delicious. Now I want to drink root beer. Alright, gotta think. What's our strategy here? Where do we need to check? Actually, we need to walk up the path a little bit because I have found some just right off the path, right up here. So we gotta check. I'm scanning for dudes. And now we are in the middle of the dead birch forest. I'm surrounded by dead birch trees. There's birch logs laying around everywhere. The smell of birch is, I don't want to say overwhelming, because it's not overwhelming, but it is powerful. It is prevalent. So birchy. Makes me want to drink sarsaparilla, yeah. Sarsaparilla and root beer. Okay, I'm not seeing much of anything. Although, I gotta check the grass over here. Seems like I've found them over here on occasion. Where's my buddies? Woo, super birchy in here. All these wet birch logs and trees. All right, where's my golden treasure? Where's my little love nuggets? Where's the little yellow spongy brain dudes that I've been searching for? Where can they be? Come on. Gotta find at least one. Gotta find at least one to make the whole season worthwhile. I don't want to have to say that, oh, I didn't find any this year. Oh, can't say that anyway, because I did actually find one. We did find that one. When was that? Friday? We found that one on Friday at OPPD. All right, so I'm going off path. I'm trudging across the tundra, mile after mile, trudging across the tundra. But the difference between me and Frank is I'm not going to end up at St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast. I'm wading through the grass and weeds. Hey, it's some mint. It smells kind of minty right here. So I'm walking through a patch of mint. So that's what it smells like. It smells like mint, birch, and that sweet lilac-y sort of flavor. Where am I? In a Chinese apothecary? Ow. Oh. Managed to find some thorns and raked them across my calf. Now I gotta get under here because I know this is a good spot to find them. I found a few back here before, haven't I? Yes, I have. But I'm not seeing any here this year. You know, I'm starting to believe that it got too warm. Ground temperature got too high. And now we're not going to have a big breakout of morels. Whew, and it's humid. The rain has made it humid. And the sun's coming out, so all that humidity is turning to steam. And so I am starting to cook. I'm like a dim sum in a basket, dropped into a steamer. And I'm a steaming. All right, we gotta go this way and check over here. Check some of these logs over here. I'm being hindered by branches. I'm going this way. Go over here. Ow, ah. That was my other knee. That was the knee that isn't even giving me a problem lately, but this time it decided to be the guy, apparently. And now my knee is crunchy. Okay, we're back to normal. And I'm checking out logs. Looking under logs, looking for mushrooms. Here's a whole big boatload of caprinus. Too bad we're not looking for inky caps, because, you know, here's 4 pounds of them. All right, I'm not seeing anything over here. Let's work our way back over here. Check this log. Seems like I always find one by this log. Not today. Not today, he says, as traffic goes zipping by on Fort Street. Come on. Give me one. Just give me one mushroom. Not seeing any. There's none around here. Well, tarnation. Tarnation. I don't even know what that means. All right, so what are we gonna do? I'm gonna come back out onto the path here. Double check over by this log. See, now this is the weird thing. You would think that conditions are perfect because the ground cover's about the right size. We just had some rain. We might not have gotten enough rain, too. That's also a possibility. I don't know if it rained overnight completely. It might have just rained as I was going to bed for a little bit, then stopped, then rained as I woke up. So maybe we didn't get enough rain. Maybe it just got too hot. Maybe they are growing and I'm just not finding them. Now that's kind of unlikely. I mean, the possibility exists, but come on. I know where to look, and I'm looking. I know where they like to grow. They just don't seem to be growing. Huh. Come on. Where's my buddies? Yeah, where's my fun mushroom pals? I can't find them anywhere. I think I'm gonna go up on that other path. What's the best way to get there from here? We can cut through here. This will give us an opportunity to check this area. Here's some old turkey tail on this log and stump. Tremestes versicolor. But we are not looking for old Tremestes versicolor. We are looking for fresh Morchella esculenta. Esculentas, where are you? Esculentas don't know what to do. Can't find them on the ground today. Guess we're going to have to go that way. We're going this way. We're going this way. And this will allow us to get into another very loggy area. Look at all these logs. Look at all these trees that have fallen down. The mud is sticky on the path here. I'm going to walk on the grass. Where, oh, where could they be? Wow. See? We should be finding some right over here. But there's none to be seen. Is it possible that somebody beat us to them? That is a possibility. I have run into other people hunting for morels in this area. So I know that other people know about this area. But we would have seen stumps by now. If somebody else had found a bunch of mushrooms and harvested them already, we would be finding little morel stumps. We have not found any morel stumps, so that's a good sign. I'm not seeing any back here in this little bit. Okay. Let's keep walking up here and check this area. See, this is the spot where we walked by on the way in. And now we're on the other side of it. Checking it out for... Wait, no. Stupid leaf. Wet leaves curl up and they look like morels. But they are not. But they will try to trick you into thinking that, oh, look, I'm a yummy mushroom. No, you're not. You're just a leaf. And nobody likes leaves. Oh, wait. I like leaves just fine. Leaves are what salad is. And I like salads. Okay, we got to get off the path here. Go tromping through this area. Tromp, tromp, tromp. Oh, come on. Give me one. Let me find at least one more mushroom this year. One more Morchella esculenta, the golden morel. He searches. He continues to search. But our hero has come up empty-handed. Yours truly, the great mushroom hunter, has failed, at least for today. If you have been listening to the Dubious Morel Mushroom Committee, a show that airs, you know, during rainy days at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this mushroom hunting expedition. And we're done. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
DJ クーマタ、ウェルカムトゥーマイヨノンラジオショー、レディー。